It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome to the JD Cymru North podcast. All Dean Jones wants is a title challenge for Christmas. Will he get it? Colwyn may have been picking up points over the past few days, getting closer to Flint. Are they getting closer enough to Prestatyn? We'll get the thoughts of Dean on that. We'll also talk about a few other clubs and look ahead to the weekend games. And at the end of the podcast, some special messages from some special people. But first, Dean, let's answer the question. Colwyn Bay picking up 2 points over the weekend. Perhaps if it was six, I know what you'd say here, but do those 2 points bring them closer to a title challenge?
I think, to be honest, Colwyn Bay are too far behind at this stage, especially when you consider how well Prestatyn are doing. I know they had a little blip, but that's two tricky places to go, to be honest with you, in consecutive weeks, down to Gilsfield and Penryn Coch. Never easy down there. They only got 1 point from those games, and that's probably two of the harder away trips they'll have this season, and they've gotten boxed off now and out of the way. So you'd be expecting their fortunes to pick up again now. I think Prestatyn's, the two games they've got over Christmas is going to be massive for them. I think if they can get 6 points against Rhyl and Colwyn Bay over the Christmas period, then they'd be absolutely nailed on to win the league and get promotion, to be honest with you. 5 points isn't that much of a gap, and it's shown quickly that Flint can get there if there's any more slip-ups, but they're just so strong all over the pitch. I mean, been that way all season, really, bar a couple of blips against Rhyl, obviously, and the late one against Penryn Coch. But to say Colwyn Bay are back in it after the beating Flint is a bit over the top, really. I know Craig Hogg and the lads weren't really expecting to sort of mount a challenge this year. But for them to be third is a real credit to them, as I've said. But whether it just makes it a one-horse race or not remains to be seen, really. And it's going to be the Christmas fixtures that are going to have a huge impact in that, I think.
And Flint Colwyn Bay, what a thriller that was.
Not sure you could call it a thriller, really. More of a war of attrition, I'd say. Difficult conditions. Pitch wasn't the best by all accounts, but a great result for Colwyn Bay. I mean, to go to a place like Flint is never easy, especially given the form they've been in of late. They've been absolutely flying to get within two of Prestatyn, obviously, before the defeat. But it just shows about the character of Craig Hogg's side, really, to go a goal down early on, miss a penalty, and then regroup to get a late winner. I mean, it's a testament to how far the club's come this season. Obviously, first year in JD Cymru North, they could be more than happy with what they've achieved so far. Maybe sort of the title isn't really within their reach still, I wouldn't have thought, but definitely huge foundation to build off for next year. I know this is just a wait and see year for them, just to see where they're at, see what they need to improve on standard-wise to get over the line and get into the top flight, probably the second time of asking. And this is another hugely positive result for them. On the other side, Flint will be absolutely gutted, especially with Prestatyn winning. I mean, I don't know if that played a part, knowing that Prestatyn were probably going to get 3 points at Corwen. But they've got to pick themselves up now, hopefully stay on their coattails over the Christmas period and push on during the second half of the season.
Let's hear from Chris Roberts. He's managing the next team to face Colwyn Bay, who play yet again on Friday.
Could have won it in the first half again. I think we had the better chances. We had a stonewall penalty, I thought, turned down, not given. No, a lot of positives to take, especially from the second half performance on last Saturday, when we lost the game 3-0. So I asked for a bit of a reaction. We got that. The second half we dropped off. We dropped off them. They changed formation. I don't think we adapted to that well enough. I thought we could have kept the ball better. We were giving it away too cheaply in the second half, and that stopped us going on to win the game. I think if we'd have kept possession better, got that ball out wide, we could have taken all 3 points. Yeah, tough match, Colwyn Bay away. They don't come any easier, so I might pop over to Flint tomorrow to watch them and see what they're all about. But another tough match.
So Dean, a real out of it now.
Yeah, I'd say we were probably out of it a couple of weeks ago, if they're being honest. although it was a pretty good point at Llangefni, I thought, given it was a Friday night, conditions were absolutely awful. Took a youthful side up there. Now, that was great to see, really, to see 419 players featuring, two starting, two coming off the bench. It's a credit to their academy system, in my eyes. A lot's been said about the money being spent in Tier 2 this year on players, but it's academy systems that are the life and soul of a club. I mean, even, obviously, with Prestatyn, you've got players who've come in there, but you've also got sort of lads who graduated through the academy, and that's reaping the rewards as well. It's been a bit of a disappointing season for Rilla. Obviously, they fancied it at the start of the year and they were doing all right. The win against Prestatyn was a big confidence boost for them, but they've sort of dropped off a little bit. Given the fact, it could be down to a number of things, really, but it's just the fact they've not actually been consistent and got results when it's mattered. Because on the day, they can beat anyone in this league quite comfortably, to be honest with you, but they're just going to have to regroup now, see if they can go on a run again. Obviously, they've got the big derby game against Prestatyn over Christmas as well. And just see if they can sort of push on and finish. I mean, anything can happen, but you'd have to say they were out of it now, yeah, I'd say.
And Buckley and Llandad know the two teams that are sort of around them with games in hand that I'm looking at here. You know, it's great to have games in hand, but that actually can be a bit of a curse as well, because it means you are playing midweek weekends more than anybody else. Is it hard to cope with for that sort of fixture congestion?
I think it's pretty hard to cope with all the games in hand, really. I mean, it's all well and good having them, but when you've got sort of a prolonged amount of games in such a short space of time, it's going to have a detrimental effect on your squad in terms of fitness, lads picking up knocks. Give me sort of a consistent run of games week in and week out rather than just a load at the end any day of the week. And obviously, other teams have got points on the board around them. Obviously, the conditions get better as the season goes on, which might prove crucial. Obviously, Llandudno will play on the 3G, so it doesn't really matter for them. But they've both got very good squads. I mean, I wouldn't expect them to be in and like I've said before, I wouldn't expect them to be in and around sort of the top three or four, but the top five or six. They've definitely got the potential to do that. Whether they can cope with sort of a bigger amount of games sort of later on in the year or not remains to be seen. Squads are going to be tested there, you'd have thought, and it's just a case of how well they can cope with that in what is a very, very tough league to sort of go on a run and pick up points on a consistent basis, and to have so many short games in such a short space of time against teams who are going to be prepared for you is not ideal, to be honest.
Well, we're getting close to Christmas. One more podcast before the big day. We'll be back next week as well. But there's some special people who've just turned up at the door who want to give you a special message. So over to them.
Hi, it's Neil Gibson here from Prestatyn Town Football Club, wishing all the listeners from the JD Cymru North podcast a very Merry Christmas. My worst Christmas present probably would be finding myself in goal after 15 minutes at Rilla Way on Boxing Day. I think it was 2008. And then ending up on a 7-2 defeat at Rill, so spoilt the Christmas a little bit last that did. But obviously, Rill fixtures are ones that we look forward to over Christmas. Big rivalry between the two clubs, and you know, I'm hoping this year that we might be able to take 3 points off them over the Christmas period, and that'd be a lovely Christmas present this year.
I'm Craig Papenick from Porthmadog Football Club. What I'd most like for Christmas is 3 points at Bangor. The worst present I've had at Christmas is take a pic from any other jumpers, T-shirts my nines bought me. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Thank you to Gibbo and thank you to Craig Papenick there. All the best from us at the podcast as well. So it is a busy weekend. Friday has got Colwyn Bay against Llangefni, and then Saturday it's Rhythm against Gilsfield, Rill against Llandudno, Penryn Coch against Llanfair, Gresford against Prestatyn, Corwin with Llanrider and Mochnant, Conwy are hosting Flint, and Buckley are hosting Bangor. We'll see you in about 7 days, which is almost Christmas Day. Are we going to do a Christmas Day special? Oh, wow, I hope we get a double bubble for this. See you in 7 days.